This is a duplicated tape of Mr. Paul Tom, tape 1, Psi A, duplicating from a 90-minute to a 60-minute tape.
This is the Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. My name is Bernice Sam. I'm about to interview a gentleman by the name of Paul Tom. This is April 28, 1980. Yes. Mr. Tom, will you give me your name and address?
My name is Paul Tom, 1658 West 108th Street, Los Angeles, California.
What is the zone?
90047.
Do you have a Chinese name?
Yeah. Tom Bo Wo.
Bo Wo?
Yeah.
Bo Wo. Mr. Tom, where did your parents come from?
Canton.
Which part of Canton?
That,
Samyup, or Sayup?
My father is Samyup, my mother is Sayup.
What kind of work did he do before he came?
He was a manager of King Joy Lau in Chicago.
What is King Joy Lau?
A restaurant.
Oh, I see. No, before he came to America, what did he do in China?
Oh, he was selling herbalist, Chinese medicine.
Why did he come to America?
He didn't say, he just came over that time.
Do you know much about his boyhood days in the village?
No.
So what year did he come to America?
He came in 1900.
Did he come by himself or with the family?
Came by himself.
Did he have any children in the village then when he came?
No.
Was he married?
No.
I see. Then when he first came in 1900, where did he land?
In Chicago. He was first.
And
I
how?
Think he landed then he went to Chicago.
How long did he stay in Chicago?
Well, he stayed in Chicago till 1910.
See that. Now, Mr. Tom, where and when were you born?
I was born in Chicago June 7, 1908.
When did your mother come to America?
My mother came to America, I don't know. My grandfather brought her over, but I don't know what the date is. She never told me.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
Now?
Together at first.
Four brothers and four sisters.
Eight of you all together?
Yeah, eight.
Are you the oldest?
Yes. I think the only way you could show.
Then from Chicago, how long did you live there?
Let's see, I was born 1910. I came out to Oakland. San Francisco, Oakland district.
How old were you then?
2 years old.
Oh, 2 years old. So the whole family moved to Oakland.
Yeah.
And how long did you stay in Oakland? Did you live in Oakland? About how long did you live in Oakland with your family?
Well, we lived in Oakland about a couple of years, and then we moved over to San Francisco.
What was your father doing then?
He was an herbalist.
Herbalist? What was his name?
Tom J. Chong.
Tom.
Tom. J, the initial J.
J.
Chong, C-H-O-N-G.
All right, now I'm going to ask you more about your father later on now. What kind of language do you speak at home?
Samyak, mixed.
Samyak?
Yeah, my mother's Sayyap.
Sayyap?
Yeah.
And did you speak English then?
Oh, yeah.
Did you speak English with your parents?
Yeah, yeah. My mother, she learned English, she understands, you know.
Where did you go to elementary school?
In L.A., I went to grammar school, 16th Street School.
Oh, then you later on moved to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
What year did you move to Los Angeles?
Oh, you mean, what year is 1917?
You came to Los Angeles mm-hmm. in 1917.
Yeah.
Okay. Then your first school, where was it?
The elementary school is 16th Street School.
And then junior high?
Santos Junior High School.
And then how about high school?
High school, Los Angeles High School.
And you went on to college, did you not?
Yeah, USC.
What did you study at USC?
Pharmacy.
Did you graduate?
Yeah.
What year did you graduate from pharmacy?
1933.
Now, back to your elementary school. In elementary school, were all your teachers Caucasians?
Yes.
Or Chinese?
Caucasian.
Yeah. Were you treated well at school?
Yeah.
What kind of schoolmates do you have at school?
Caucasian.
They're all Caucasians. Hardly any blacks
no,
or orientals?
No, not.
Then in junior high, did you encounter any difficulties
no.
because you're Chinese?
No.
How about when you were in high school, LA High?
I was treated all right, all Caucasian.
How about the teachers?
Teacher was fine.
Were they all Caucasian too?
Yes.
At that time, did you see one black teacher in LA High?
No.
When did you graduate from LA High?
Winter of 1928.
So did you enjoy your schooling?
Yes.
What did you do in school besides studying? Did you take up any kind of activities?
Not too much activity.
Why not?
Well, my father was pretty strict. We go home right after school. I used to take up sports.
What kind of sports?
Track.
Oh. Are you quite a good track runner?
Well, I was a high jumper and broad jumper.
Oh. When your father first came to Los Angeles, what was his occupation?
He was a manager. Oh, Los Angeles. He was a herbalist.
Herbalist.
Yeah.
Where was your family home in Los Angeles, the first one?
The first one was 1358 Margo Street.
Is it close to Chinatown?
No, it's right across from California Hospital.
I see. Yes, I know where that is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how long did you live in that house?
We lived there till 1922.
Then where did you move to?
We moved to 37th Street, in like West 37th Street.
There's where you attended junior high, was it?
No, that's where I attended college.
Oh, I see.
Los Angeles High School.
When you were in high school, what did you plan to take up when you were ready for college?
Was going to take up medicine.
What helped you to decide to take up medicine?
Well, my father wanted me to take up medicine. Mm-hmm.
And did you actually go in for medicine?
No. During Depression, money was cost too much for medical school. And then I decided pharmacy was the next best.
Did you like pharmacy?
Yeah.
Did you ever regret it, having taken up pharmacy?
No.
Now, then after you graduated from pharmacy, what did you do?
There were a bunch of Chinese, some doctors, and a group opened the first Chinese drugstore down in Old Chinatown, and then I worked there for about 4 years.
What year was that, Paul?
I was going to school then. I was an apprentice. During that time, you have to have 1 year apprenticeship before you take the state board for assistant pharmacy. Then you work another year, and then you take another state board to get the California State Full Pharmacy license. So,
do you remember approximately what year was that?
33.
Now, that drugstore where you first worked there part-time, is it still existing?
No. No.
I see. What happened to it?
That was a torn out. That's where they make the Union Station in Los Angeles. It was on the corner of Los Angeles. You know where the Plaza Park?
Yes.
It's right in that corner. The drugstore was there. They tore it off down to make room for improvement of all that Union Station Park and all that.
The people who own that drugstore, are they still in Los Angeles?
No, they're mostly passed away.
I see.
All of them.
In Los Angeles, do you usually associate with Chinese or non-Chinese?
It's mixed.
How about black people? Do you associate with them?
Well, a few of them.
A few?
Yeah.
How about Chicanos?
No, I never associate with the Chicanos.
Why is that?
There's nothing, no Chicano around where I live for.
I see.
Going to school.
Now, since you were born in America, do you feel more Chinese or more American?
Well, half and half. That's a kind of question to have.
Now, did you ever feel sorry for being a Chinese?
No. Feel proud.
Were your parents more Chinese or American?
More Chinese.
More Chinese. Then did you ever have any disagreement with them about Chinese things?
No.
Why not?
My father was pretty strict. He always always stick to the Chinese custom.
So whatever father says,
it
goes.
Goes.
All right. Now, while you were in elementary and junior high school, did you go to Chinese school at all?
Junior high school, yeah, I go down Chinatown. After school, we go down Chinatown, go to Chinese school for 4 hours.
How long did you keep that up?
I kept up until I went to high school, and I didn't have time to go to Chinese school, and then we got a special tutor for a year or so.
I see.
For the whole, all my sisters and brothers.
Did you ever resent studying Chinese?
No.
Why not?
I wish I continue more.
Why do you feel that you wish you had continued to study more Chinese?
Well, because you're Chinese, and then if you don't know some of the Chinese language, you go in Chinatown, you meet a lot of Chinese folks that don't speak English so good, and then you try to speak Chinese to them, talk to them. Then you get all mixed up and you know, feel embarrassed.
Then, whenever you were sick at home, did you use Chinese herb or American medicine?
Well, my father was alive and he fixed herbs for us.
But how about now?
Now, no.
Did you ever eat any medicine? Did you ever eat any kind of food cooked with Chinese herbs?
Oh, yeah.
Like for instance,
with
what?
My father and mother always have some kind of Chinese thing with herbs and with duck bowl, like that.
Did you ever resent taking that kind of herb?
I like it.
Food?
I like that.
Do you take it anymore now?
No.
Paul, are you married?
No.
You have never been married?
No.
And you have always lived by yourself?
My sister and my brother were living with me. Just my brother now.
Then for your own recreation, what do you prefer? Mahjong?
Recreation, I prefer fishing.
How often do you go fishing?
Oh, about 4 or 5 years ago, I used to go every day down the Redondo Beach on the rocks where you fish a lot.
How about now?
Now, I don't go now as much. I took up photography. I was interested in photography when I was young. So I got a chance to do it now when I retired.
How good are you as a photographer, Paul?
Well, kind of like an advanced amateur.
Oh, I think you're better than that. Do you ever show your wear?
No, I just take it myself. I could enter prizes, but I never did.
Might be a good idea if you try it sometimes.
Yeah, everybody told me to, but never.
Do you still drive, Paul?
Yes, I drive.
Good. Do you ever play mahjong?
I used to, not now.
How about TV? Do you?
Yeah, I watch TV when there's good program.
You like ball games or?
Oh yeah, I'm always interested in sports.
What kind of ball games you like?
Any kind, football, basketball.
How about tennis?
Tennis, I used to play, but I don't watch it. I like to play it, but it's not a, like a spectator sport, like football.
Back to your photography, do you have all kinds of gadgets to take very good pictures?
Yeah. I got two cameras. And
two cameras?
Yeah.
What else?
Two cameras, five lenses, and oh, I got all kinds of gadgets. The reason why I could afford it that, they paid me $5,000 on a bodily injury, an accident.
On your foot?
On your broken leg. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I could at least buy $1,500 worth of camera equipment. But otherwise, I couldn't afford it.
Now, back to your foot. Does it still bother you?
Well, when the weather's kind of damp, the bone aches a little bit.
I see. But is the bone broken in any way?
Yeah, it was broken.
Oh.
Yeah, but the orthopedic put a pin in it, and then I was in a cast for 5 weeks.
Oh, the pin is still there?
No, they took the pin out.
Oh, I see. Just the pin was there to help it
heal.
Heal,
yeah.
I see.
It heals fast. He was surprised at my age to heal.
What
bone.
Year did that happen?
January the 2nd, 1977.
Oh, you have a wonderful memory. But right now, uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then, now, do you have any relatives in China now?
No. No, my grandfather was the only relative. He passed away when he was 90 years old, a long time ago.
Your grandfather passed away when he was 90?
Oh, yeah, over 90. Mm.
Did he pass away in China?
Yeah, he went back to China.
Oh, he was also in America.
Oh, yeah, he was a pioneer of Milwaukee.
Oh. And
His son is still running a restaurant in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Then later on I have to go into that a
yeah.
little bit. All right, so right now you don't have any relatives or friends in China that you write to?
No, no.
And you don't hear from anybody
no,
in China?
No.
Are you associated with any clubs or associations in Chinatown?
1928, I was Tong Yun Wei.
Tong Yun Wei?
Yeah.
Native son's
Native
daughter.
Native son of the Golden Word.
Uh-huh. Were you a member there?
Yeah, I was a member.
In what year?
1928.
Now, you mentioned about Tong Yun Wei. What does it stand for in English?
NSGS, Native Son of the Golden State. Yeah, that's right, Native Son of the Golden State.
Very good. Besides that association, are you a member of any other association in Chinatown?
No.
Do you have to pay any dues to become member of NSGS?
Yes.
About how much?
Well, that time was $3.
A year?
Yeah.
What kind of activities does that club do?
Well, it's formed like a lot of older people, used to be, citizenship, charities, and all that.
All right, Paul. The question was, what kind of activities does this NSGS do?
Well, mostly civic duties. I mean, help the poor people.
Did you mention about giving dances sometimes?
Yeah, always give dances, raise funds and all that.
Mm-hmm. Now, as far as you know, which person or individuals do you consider to be very prominent Chinese in L.A.?
then?
That you know of.
Oh, surprised I'm still got good memory.
Can you name some individuals that you consider very prominent in the Chinese LA?
Peter Su Hu, Y.C. Hong.
And who else?
And, those are the two I know.
Now, what did Peter Su Hu do that makes you think that he was very important?
Well, he's active in everything in Chinatown. He formed a Chinese band, the only Chinese band, and then formed a Chinese orchestra. He did a lot of civic duties in Chinatown.
How about the creation of Chinatown?
He was one of the
And what did Y.C. Hong do make you feel that he's that important?
Well, he did a lot of things.
All right, what about Y.C. Hong? What did he do?
He helped a lot of people, immigration. He used to do a lot of immigration work for the Chinese.
Help the Chinese to come over to America? And what
about the immigration papers and all that?
Now, during the Second World War, where were you, Paul?
I was in L.A.
L.A. Did you go to war?
I was drafted, and I was rejected, Class B. So then I...
Do you want to tell why you were Class B?
Well, on account of my... neck muscle.
Oh, I see.
They rejected me.
Your neck muscle.
Yeah. And then...
Then what did you do during those four or five years?
I then went to work at El Segundo Douglas Aircraft Factory.
What particular job do you do there?
Experiment on new planes.
Experiment with new planes?
Experimental department.
I see. So, did you stay there for all that 4.5 years?
No, I stayed there for 2 years until I got a job at W.J. Voigt Rubber Corporation. You heard of that?
Yes, V-O-I-T.
T, yeah. I was working, got a job at a laboratory in my research.
What does this company do? What?
They make retread for tires, and then make sporting goods, ball, basketball, and all kinds of sporting goods.
How long did you stay with that job?
I started in 44 of May, 44, and then 19 to 1960, when they moved out to Santa Ana, and they wanted me to live out there and work out there. They didn't want me to leave the company, and it was too far for me to travel back and forth to Santa Ana. So the chemists that used to work at Boyd, he was working at Parker Seal in Culver City. Parker Seal make O-rings and for spacecraft. So he asked me to come over and work in the research lab. So I quit Boyd. Went over to Parker Seal in May 1960. I worked till 67.
Then what happened in 67?
I got disability and I couldn't do anything more on it.